Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you think the average fan has any idea what you went through and what did you go through?
I tore my adductor off the bone and that had some hernia thing and all on the same side and wanted to throw in the towel a bunch of times. I got to thank a lot of people, I mean, for getting me healthy enough. I'm sure I wasn't the easiest to deal with. I mean, my fiance did a great job of the house on days where I probably wasn't in the best mood coming to the rink. The trainers, maybe when I wasn't in the best mood, when I was in pain. I just owe them so much.
Matthew Tkachuk, you know how it works. Team ends in the playoffs. We find out they were all actually reanimated zombies.
Yeah.
With limbs that didn't work and adductors off the bone. There you go. That's Matthew Tkachuk. Jeremy Joe, good morning.
He also, there were two things interesting I saw yesterday from him. One was he got Evander Kane to act like the biggest sore loser of all time, who got kicked out of the game. And also Tkachuk said, I guess, that he thought Tampa was the toughest team they played all playoffs.
First round.
In the first round. So, you go. There you go, Gary Bettman. There's your playoff format.
Well, I mean, Toronto took him to seven games. You know.
Yeah. Maybe he's taking a shot at everybody, I guess, then by saying that. But
maybe. 803-0550. Couple stats for you. I mentioned roster build. I want to get to. I've got two stats of the day. You know, we'll double up. Why not? One is that Florida led in this series for more than any other team had led in a series. The numbers on that. Florida, by the way, and it all happened in first periods. The goal differential in the first period in this series.
Oh, yeah.
Huge. Florida scored 14 to Edmonton's 3 in the first period. Games after 20 minutes, 2-1 Florida, 3-2 Edmonton, and then 2-0, 3-0, 2-0, 2-0 Florida. So that's part of it. Then Chris Johnston added, the Panthers spent more time leading during this cup final than any team in history. They were leading for 255 minutes and 49 seconds. But then the roster building stat I wanted to get to. This was from Kevin Papetti, who is an NHL writer and analyst for The Athletic and covers the Leafs, because the Leafs might be a little sensitive to this as well. That Florida's fourth line and third pair, what they pay their fourth line and their third pair, is about $4.3 million total. The Sabres pay that same group of jobs about $9 million.
Double.
So double.
More than double.
More than double. About nine. And the stat for you on a real quick, you know, rough math on that is, so Florida gets $5 million surplus there kind of on their fourth line, and they spend $20 million more on the cap.
Yeah.
So the Panthers are spending $25 million more on their top six, their top four, and in goal than the Sabres are. $25 million in 1 year. So,
brutal.
Yeah.
I mean, just...
And that's not even, like, tax-adjusted. That's Florida's just playing with a stacked deck, different deck, and they don't spend too much on the bottom of the roster.
No.
They don't obsess on the bottom of the roster. It's your young guys, your prospects. You get guys in here that can play that role, and you should be good to go. And the Sabres last year, that was the offseason was finding those guys.
Yeah, I was going to say, for the Sabres, it's both. It's a combination of they wanted to spend that on the fourth line forwards, right? Like, they wanted to spend that. They didn't want to spend that maybe on the defensemen, but that's what happens when you miss on a couple of contracts, and then the guys end up getting buried on the depth chart. You missed on Samuelson, and you missed on Clifton. So there's $7 million of third pair defensemen that were they hoping when they signed them 2 years ago that that was going to be their Dahlin and Power partners?
Yeah.
And Florida doesn't really have misses like that. Like when they pay guys, they end up, you know, they end up usually performing pretty well.
Jeff in Welland is up. Hey, Jeff, good morning.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
Good. No, I just want to run somebody. Like, I heard you guys talking earlier about, you know, are you down because, you know, Reinhardt, we could still have Reinhardt here and Eichel here and, you know, building off this. But you know what? I actually look at it like, we got Paterka here. We got Thompson. We got Tuck. We got Power. We got Dahlin. We got Benson. Quinn's there. McLeod. Like, realistically, we got a decent core, but what we don't have, the Florida has, is we don't have a Bobrovsky. We don't have a goaltender that, you know, all of our forwards and defense can sit there and have faith in behind them. You know what I mean?
Like, yep.
If we had that goaltender, like, yeah, obviously Reimer's not, you know, he's getting up there, but look at what the team was doing at the end of the season last year, right? Like, they had a veteran goalie sitting in net. He was playing decent for us, and we did well. You know, we need somebody that our players can have faith in the net. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Jeff, it's happened a couple times, even where these last 3, 4, 5 years, the guy that's not supposed to be the starter has outplayed the guy that they had be the starter. I feel like that might be one of the most consistent things that has happened.
I was going to say.
Think about it. Reimer.
Yeah. Yeah,
Craig Anderson. UPL. UPL, he was like the third option. He became the guy.
Yeah, Levi at the
Levi
end.
Shows yeah. up. Whenever they make a plan for the goalie, it seems like the other guy, one of the other guys, ends up being the hot horse that they ride.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it just seems like we need a veteran back there. Like, we need somebody that, because we have so much youth on that team, that they need somebody like a veteran that they can depend on. Yeah. You know what I mean? Or yep. have faith in.
Or just give them, like, stability, consistency. Mm-hmm. There are multiple years. I mean, the year that the Panthers win the Cup, or sorry, when they lose to Vegas, when they make it as, like, what?
The eight seed. Yeah, they were 1 point
ahead of the Sabres.
1 point
and
ahead of
the Sabres. Like, if they had a goalie.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
They would have been in the playoffs.
Yep.
I think, Jeff, if I can just kind of guess a word or whatever, use my own on your point here. Stability, consistency.
Mm-hmm.
They've kind of been chasing this position since Allmark left. Allmark was good, and Allmark left.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, it's UPL, and Levi gets in the mix, and who else? Who am I missing?
They signed Eric Comrie to be their starting goalie, didn't they?
For $1.9 million for 2 years to try him out.
He was like the 1A, 1B at least.
Right, right. There were some advanced numbers that like, oh, he's got a small sample size, take this risk.
Yeah.
It was a good calculated risk, did not work. There's Carter Hutton for a couple of years off of a hot year in St. Louis, and by the time he's here, he needs vision surgery. Like, you know, it's the most accomplished goalie they've ever signed after Hasek, maybe this is not right. Is it Ben Bishop on LTIR? You know, they get Ben Bishop's rights. There's Leonard as a first-round
Anderson,
pick.
Anderson was the accomplished, but he was old,
right.
40.
And,
right?
He played, like, and he played well for them. So
yeah,
I wonder if, you know, Kekalainen, he had Bobrovsky before
yes,
Bobrovsky became, you know, Thanos out there in the net. But
yeah,
it is definitely something that had they had that, like if they have Hellebuck, they've made the playoffs.
Sure.
Again, you can't just go ahead and have that guy.
Yep.
But it's definitely a point worth making. And last year, what's last year? Last year is, hey, Lukanen did it. Here's 5 years, $5 million. And then it was just gone.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't seem to get anybody in net to really just lock it down at a league average level, which is kind of what Lukanen did.
Yeah.
When he got that deal. That's when he got $5 million. In 5 years, like when that contract was signed, didn't it feel like oh, all right, okay, that's some term, that's some money.
It was another one of the, hey, 1 year's all we need to see,
let's get a bargain,
you're in. Yeah, let's get them locked down,
let's bet and get a bargain.
Yep.
How many of those bargain deals look like bargains right now? Tage
does, and is that it? Cause the other ones they signed early that haven't really worked, Cousins,
mm-hmm.
Samuelson, Lukanen.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it? They signed Power pretty early.
Yep.
That one probably ends up looking pretty good.
It's fine just because, what do you mean? He makes like eight something. That's probably fine.
That one I bet you'll look back and go, okay, that was a good one. They're two for five, sure. If I'm being generous though.
I think it's definitely not bad. Andrew in Amherst. Hey, Andrew, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I'm one of the individuals who cares more about the Sabres than the Bills. So I've been living this life for the past 14 years. But this is the best time of the season. Renewed optimism. Front office is saying everything you want to say. And we have this naive hope that something's going to happen and we're going to look forward to a new season. But just looking at roster construction, obviously want top six help. But just looking at Josh Norris, I mean, the guy hasn't played more than 66 games in a season and is averaging 53. My concern is we start off, everything's perfect. We start strong. He gets hurt. Our center depth is now Ryan McLeod and Yuri Kulik. And I'm just looking like, are we going to end up with more inaction mid-season, right? So no matter what he does, I'm looking forward to hopefully some moves happening, getting Owen Power a D partner, maybe another goalie. Getting rid of the $7.5 million in cap between Clifton and Sammy on our third pair. But, like, does something happen midseason if Norris can't continue? I guess that's my biggest concern is because to this point he hasn't been able to. So
yeah, thanks, Andrew. Midseason, like, that's where also, like, the tuck conversation happens. Like, the tuck conversation, we got into this the last couple days. You know, they don't have to move anything on tuck. There's no reason to really even think about it being a worst-case scenario. I don't think they'll trade him. He'll play. And then we get to midseason, we have that conversation. For Norris, man, if Norris doesn't pan out, I mean, I don't know. Are we going to sit around and look at what Cousins does in Ottawa? He's in the division.
I'm not going to worry about it because of how poorly it was going here at the end. Like, did anybody see signs that it was turning around for him here?
No.
So if it turns around for him in Ottawa, I feel like, great. I don't know that was going to happen here. It's different than like last night, Reinhardt scoring for Florida. Like, Reinhardt was good when he was here. That was not Cousins for me. So the injury part, hey, that's why you got him, right? If he gets hurt, you just move Tage back to center, I think is probably what you do.
Which,
and the other thing about Norris is, like, for me, what I'm counting on him more than anything and hoping, like, it's less replacing him as a center like that. It would be replacing what he could give them on the power play. The power play has stunk, and this guy has been good on the power play. And I'm more worried about replacing that because they have not had any options on that opposite Tage side for 2 years now. And if he starts to prove that he can be that and then he gets hurt, I mean, that's the spot you're not going to be able to fill. You could fill the center spot. You just bump Tage over.
A plan for Tage would be part of this, right? How do they think where do they want him? They want him at center? They want him on the wing?
They talked at the end of the season like he's going to play wing until they need him to play center. Yeah.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Bunch of calls coming in on the Sabres. All right, good. Glad to have it. Let's talk about it. It's the first day of the offseason. The draft's in 9 days. The pressure on Kevin Adams. Whatever you want here. Let's get some calls. More calls. We got more time for you. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. I had something else. Oh, I know. Are we talking Hall of Fame for Sam Reinhart? Time to have that conversation. I mean,
it is.
He has more.
It's time for that.
He has more goals in the Stanley Cup final than anybody else in the first like 100 years. In the last 100 years, no one has more goals in the Cup final than Sam Reinhart. He's got 2 cups. League leader in goals.
Wait. Like
in the last 100 years,
he has more
Stanley Cup final goals than anybody in the last 100 years.
Even in only 2 series.
In the final, yeah.
Really?
He's been in 3 series, 3 finals.
Okay, right. He's been in 3.
You have to go back to, like, you know, the Quebec Bulldogs, probably, or something like that.
Like, Gretzky doesn't have more?
The Montreal Maroon. No.
Nope. Mike Bossy doesn't have more?
Not in the Cup final.
That's unbelievable.
Reinhart. He's going to the Hall of Fame.
Sweet.
All right.
Great.
Break time.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.